Welcome to the Confident Couples Podcast, episode 55. In this episode, we're talking about the end of season one of the Confident Couples Podcast. Aww. We're sharing some of our favorite can't-miss episodes of this podcast, so you can make sure to catch up before season two. Let's get to it. It's the end of the world, as we know it.
It's not the end of the world, although that is a good song. And now you finally have sung.
I finally sung on this podcast. Yes. That's true. I was avoiding that like the plague.
You know, I feel fine.
That's right. We hope everyone's feeling fine today. And it is the end of something. Maybe not the end of the whole world. But we're here to talk about the end of season one of the Confident Couples podcast.
Yes. This is episode 55. We believe.
Yes.
And if you've stayed with us from the beginning, you learn about how we did five episodes, threw them away, redid them, and have republished them, and have learned a lot along the way. And we want to thank you for sticking with us for this long.
So that does mean we've actually recorded 60 episodes.
Yes.
Which is a lot of podcast episodes, a lot of nights in our kitchen, around our kitchen table, talking at each other, into microphones. It's also a lot of hours of people listening. So I did a little math at the end of the year and discovered that there have probably been about 100,000 minutes of us listened to, based on the number of downloads and the average length of an episode. Isn't that wild?
That's so crazy.
But here's the thing. Once you've done 55 episodes of a podcast, you kind of have covered all of those burning topics that you were excited to tell people about, or at least that's what happened to us. So here we are after about a year of doing weekly episodes of this podcast, and we've decided that the material that we've spent 17 years together and 8 years married developing, we've kind of talked about all of it. Agree?
Yes. I think that before we go any farther, I want to say that I always thought that this would be season-based, that it wouldn't be something we do every single week indefinitely. So this is end of season one, yes, and season two will be back.
Ooh, Bud's very committed. Well,
I've really enjoyed doing this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that to get lost on people when, or on our listeners when we're listening. Like, I've really enjoyed doing this. I've had a lot of fun doing it. I think you are echoing that. You're nodding behind your microphone. And I think that we still have more to offer. We still have more to talk about. There are still guests that we haven't gotten a chance to interview and haven't gotten a chance to even meet in some cases. In the latter part of season one, we started to get contacted about coming on the show, being a part of the show. It was an awesome experience and got to meet some new people. So that is going to continue to organically happen. And we're still going to bring you those episodes.
So stay subscribed and keep us in mind when you need something to listen back to. I also know that it's a lot to keep up with a weekly podcast that has 55 episodes. So I think taking a break is also a really good opportunity to catch up if you haven't listened to all the episodes, which I know most people haven't. So this is a good opportunity to go back in the archive and save a few things to your podcast player that are maybe interesting topics to you.
Yep.
We also want to point you to those episodes. So we know some of you may be listening to this as the first episode because it's at the top of iTunes when you look up our podcast. So if you're new to the Confident Couples podcast,
welcome.
Hello.
Happy you're here. Hello.
Thanks so much for joining us. Even though we don't have new episodes coming out right now, maybe, we have 55 great episodes to go listen back to if you're interested in creating an intentional relationship with a partner. So a few episodes I definitely want to recommend you scroll back to and save to play later. I've got a couple, then Bud's got a couple.
I'm just going to repeat whatever you say.
I'm sure there are other things. No, we've already talked about. So in our podcast Q&A, we talked about our favorite episode, and we don't have the same favorite episode. So I know that you have some things you like that maybe I haven't thought of. So if you want to go back and do this chronologically, I think you should not miss episode 5, which is about the shopping budget. a problem that every couple has is judgment around your discretionary spending. So she's shopping too much, or he's buying too many things, or going out for too much expensive food,
Did you buy golf clubs? Was a text that I got recently, and I sent a gift back to you that was, we buy golf clubs.
And then you said, shopping budget.
Yes.
And I shut my mouth and my fingers. So go listen to episode 5 if in your relationship you might have some tension around discretionary spending, because the shopping budget is a great solution for that. Also, if you want to understand your partner in a deeper way, I definitely recommend our personality testing series. So that started at episode 17 and went in episode 18 and 19 into interviews with experts on personality assessments. So this was transformational for us in our relationship, learning how to communicate with each other in a way that is natural for each of us, and very, very important if you're going to truly appreciate and love your partner for who they are. Now, one of our most popular episodes, this was not necessarily one of my favorites, but we got the most feedback about this one. This is episode 21, So When Are You Having Kids?
Yes.
And this is our episode where we dove into being child-free by choice and the positives and negatives of that decision. So if you want to listen to one of our most listened to and most commented episodes, it's episode 21. And my last one I want to point you to is episode 28, and that is Roadblocks to Budgeting and How to Do It Anyway. We have a foundational episode about money management as a couple, but in episode 28, that was the point in the podcast where we had had some budgeting conversations with other couples, and we started learning more about the roadblocks and the reasons that couples don't budget. And we broke those down and talked through how you can get past that obstacle and start creating a budget that keeps your partnership on track financially. So I think that's a really important episode, a little bit shorter and a little bit less heavy than some of our foundational episodes on money management, and might be a nice place to start if you're thinking about budgeting and that is a big part of your relationship. So those were mine. What am I missing from you?
I would go back to episode number 1, which was the rich. No, that was the three-legged stool.
Yeah.
And just go back and listen to that, because we continue to touch on those three legs throughout the process of talking about it. Well, definitely two. We've kind of avoided one so far. More to come on season 2.
Not happening.
So, you know, if you're a new listener, you're going to go back to that and you're going to see where we kind of round out the bases and touch those, you know, each three of those legs in our relationship on an ongoing basis. And then the ritual is the follow-up to that, which is the practice that we do every day together to stay connected and to witness each other's lives. And that's our number one downloaded episode, which is a big feat, because we republished the three-legged stool on accident. So it had like a 40 or 50 download listen head start from like the 8th day of downloads, and then podcast algorithm world that's not supposed to happen.
So yeah, that was
the ritual has overcome some challenges in the data analytics side. And then Sarah's going to be really kind to look up the number for this one. But my other favorite would be, now I'm blanking on the name of it. I think it was like cocktail hour stuff. It was
networking as a couple.
That's what it was. Networking as a couple has some fun tricks. It's just a fun, cute episode. What's the number?
And that will be episode 46.
There we go. So episode 46 is just a fun, cute episode around networking as a couple. You know, whether you're going into a room, a work party, or you're going to a networking function together, or you're just going to a friend's party and you may be going to a house where you don't know everybody, maybe not your close group of friends. So a lot of good things that are easy to use and things that you can put to work really quickly, and you'll have fun. You'll laugh at some of the dumb ideas we have.
So true. So those are the great episodes to start with. I will include links to all of those in the show notes, but those are ones to go make sure that you've had a listen to. And I hope during this break that you don't stop thinking about intentionality in your relationship, treating your partner well, setting him or her up for success. those are things that are really important and things that we really wanted to share here. And I think that we did that successfully. I think we talked about those things that are important to us that we think would help other relationships. And that's all we wanted to do.
We accomplished our goal. If there was one, which many people asked us if there was one, and there really isn't. But if there was one, it would be getting some of the ideas and things that we've built out documented in the world so people could see what they were and take them for what they're worth. And do I like it? Yes. And do I want to try it? Yes. Do I hate it? Yes. And do I not want to do it? Then no, I don't need to do it. So we accomplished the bare minimum for that during season one.
And the other goal that we talked about is impacting at least one relationship and giving one relationship, one couple, some tools to improve their relationship. And we really hope we've done that. And I think we have, based on some of the reviews we've gotten and great conversations we've had personally. So I'm so glad we did this. As Bud says, we'll be back.
We'll be back. Until then, you stay classy, confident couples.
Oh, cheers to confident couples.
You stay classy. I'm going back to the original. And I think I'm going to stick with that one.
We'll see. to be determined in season two. We'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening to the Confident Couples podcast. If we've helped your relationship in any way, we'd love to hear about it. That's what keeps us going and keeps us recording these episodes. Let us know by submitting an anonymous contact form at budandsarah.com or send an Instagram message to @budandsarah, or best of all, leave a positive review on your podcast app. We hope to hear from you, and we'll talk to you soon.